listening to the Armed American Radio Network, brought to you every week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. And now, your host, Mark Walters.
Burr. It is chilly willy here in the Atlanta metro area today. Burr, 46 degrees, bone chill, you know, gray skies, gray, cold, nasty rain beating down. Most people hate that weather. I happen to really dig that weather because I get to wear my winter attire. By that, I'm referring to a beautiful $450 Galco shoulder rig, you know, a Miami Classic 2. Throw that thing on and a jacket over it, and oh, it just gives me the willies thinking about it. I love it. You are on the Armed American Radio Network. If you care to join the broadcast tonight, 877-956-9566. 877-956-9566. You can also email me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. mark@armedamericanradio.org. And that's right. Guess what I'm wearing, right? You got to love that. Twitter. I'm having a tough time with that thing. You know, I can only do, I can't do 50 things. I can multitask. I'm good for 49. The 50th one. So my producer, Sean, is going to be monitoring the Twitter account tonight. Twitter.com/AARMark, and he will get them to me, so feel free to use the Twitter accounts. And thanks to Sean for doing that. Tonight, a dynamite program. Masoud Ayoub, the master himself, will be joining me in just a few minutes, as will George Hill, the Mad Ogre. And I had an opportunity to spend some really good quality, personal, face-to-face, one-on-one time with Mr. Hill out in Salt Lake City, and we're going to talk a little bit about one of the places that we went to see. Because on the heels of Fort Hood, it was kind of fitting, and we were able to have some really good discussions about that. Next week, coming up, I want to tease this a little bit because I had a tremendous opportunity this week to record a segment that we're going to air next week's broadcast. I had the opportunity this week to sit down with Radio Giant, literally Radio Giant, fifth or sixth most listened to conservative talk radio host in the nation, and Fox News contributor Mike Gallagher. And I was able to sit down face-to-face right here in the Armed American Radio studios with Mike this week. He was broadcasting from Atlanta on Thursday and Friday this week as he was attending a rally in downtown Atlanta where we broadcast nationwide from. And he was sitting here in the studios. He's also syndicated by Salem Radio Networks. And he was just Mike. He was as good as they get. And boy, I'll tell you what, check it out next week because he had some great things to say about Armed American Radio. It was quite humbling. Ladies and gentlemen, Bonehead of the Week Award. I just cannot resist this. I'm going to get this out right now, and then I'll let Masoud and George Hill comment on some of these things. First of all, Tennessee, if you're familiar with Nikki Gosar, who we've been following here, and we've kind of adopted her case here. Nikki is doing much better right now. She's taken a job as an assistant with a Republican senator there in Tennessee, so good for her. And if you remember the Susanna Hupp interview, I think we know what direction Nikki's going to go, and she has our full support. We'll help her any way we can. But an activist, liberal, kook, wacko judge, some woman out in Tennessee a couple days ago went ahead and decided that the Tennessee legislature was vague, and they didn't know what they were doing, and they worded their legislation wrong, and she ruled it unconstitutional due to its vagueness. Of course, I'm referring to the right to carry concealed in a bar or a restaurant. So we'll talk in more detail about that later on in the broadcast, in one of the next coming 2 or 3 hours, wherever we are now, because we're growing so fast. But listen to this. I got three quotes of the week, and every single one of them win the Bonehead of the Week Award. I support today's decision by Chancellor Bonnieman, just as I strongly supported Governor Bredesen's veto of the Guns and Bars bill. While I support the Second Amendment and Tennessee's existing carry permit process, allowing firearms in bars, even with the written stipulation that the gun carrier not drink, is, in my view, a threat to public safety. That is Police Chief Metro Nashville, Police Chief Ronald Serpis. Ronald Serpis, guess what? No, you don't respect the Second Amendment. You don't have a clue what the Second Amendment means. Not a clue. You are a politician, and you are sucking up to the governor. That's what you're doing. You do not have a clue, and you do not respect the Second Amendment. Bonehead. Number two, this one did get better, folks. This referring to the same case. Listen to this. I really think we should leave this alone. Leave guns out of bars, and if you have a carry permit, leave your gun someplace else. That's Thelma Harper, state senator, Democratic state senator. It gets better. You don't need it in a bar. The Wild West days are over. Bonehead. That's all I've got to say about that. Bonehead. Jeez, oh, Pete. And look, this one's even better. If you've been following the news, you've seen that the Maersk, Alabama, remember the Maersk, Alabama, attacked by pirates a few months back? The Navy SEALs, unbelievable job in taking out the thugs. Amazing job. It's funny how they took the thugs out with guns. We talk about that every week. I guess maybe the Navy SEALs shouldn't be armed either, right? Jeez, oh, Pete. Well, they were attacked again by pirates. Listen to this. Vice Admiral Bill Gortney of the U.S. Naval Forces Central Command, this guy's brilliant. He said that the Maersk, Alabama had followed maritime industry's best practices, quote unquote, that's a quote from him, in having a security team on board. But listen to this. However, Roger Middleton, a piracy expert, that's interesting, at the London-based think tank Chatham House, said the international maritime community was still solidly against armed guards aboard vessels. Listen to what he says. Shipping companies are still pretty much overwhelmingly opposed to the idea of armed guards. Lots of private security companies, employees, people who don't have maritime experience. Also, there's the idea that it's the responsibility of states and navies to provide security. I would think it's a step backward if we start privatizing security of the shipping trade. Bonehead. Bonehead of the week. All three of them. They qualify. And there's more. We could keep going and going and going. But I want to get some comments from my guests, Mossad and from George Hill. I have some emails from listeners directed directly at Mossad. And I have some headlines that I want to cover with both of them as well. And Mossad, you are on the Armed American Radio Network, my friend. Welcome to the program.
Hey, it's good to be back, Mark. Happy Thanksgiving to you and George and all your listeners.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. And happy Thanksgiving to everybody else out there. I keep forgetting what time of the year it is. And George Hill, the Mad Ogre himself, the very popular Mad Ogre, is back on Armed American Radio. Welcome to the broadcast, George.
Mark, it's a pleasure and a privilege, as always.
Thank you so much. Mossad.
Happy Thanksgiving to you two both as well and all the listeners.
Hey,
well,
you
thank
too,
you.
You've been a great addition to Mark's show.
He is so fun to have on. Every time he's on, Mossad, we get letters. When you bring in the Ogre back, because his wisdom, I love it, and it's just like his blog. He just tells it like it is.
I like that.
I do, too. Mossad,
yep.
Can you believe that the Maersk, Alabama pirates were thwarted by armed security?
I can believe it very easily. Our
what in the world?
People are only thwarted by armed people with countervailing force. Hello.
Well, you know, when I go back to that Thelma in Tennessee, and you're familiar with the Nikki Gosar case. I know you are.
Not that particular case.
Oh, not Nikki Gosar. Okay, that's right. You were not on this broadcast. Nikki is the individual. George, I'll let you tell that. It's heartbreaking to me every time I repeat it.
Well, Nikki Gosar is the, unfortunately, the widow of a man that was shot. Her husband was shot right in front of her. They were in a bar that serves alcohol. They were a nightclub of some sort that does karaoke. And there was a stalker that was just giving them a hard time. And when they were leaving the bar, as I understand it, they were leaving, and this guy confronted them and shot Nikki's husband dead. And had she carried the gun that she is legally allowed to do so, if she had been allowed to carry it into that bar, she would have been able to have probably have saved her husband's life and put an end to the threat.
That is so sad.
Mossad,
one
correction. They were running a karaoke job there, George, and
right.
She saw him come in. In the middle of it, and she asked management, she said that she realized at that moment in time, Mass, that she was being stalked. She had seen this man before and gotten a lot of emails from him, but once she saw him 40 miles away from their home base where they were doing their karaoke gigs,
yep.
She realized at that exact moment in time, oh, my God, I'm being stalked. Mm-hmm. And we've got about 20 seconds here before we get into it. We'll carry that over and get some opinions on it. But it's so sad. And then we see what happened in Tennessee, that we have this wacko judge that decides the state legislature doesn't have a clue what they meant to do because they didn't really mean it.
How is the Second Amendment vague? I think it's one of the most clear pieces of legislation to come out of any Congress ever. Just like the freedom of speech, the Second Amendment, it's clear, and it's written in a way that
anybody, a ninth grader, could understand it. Stick around, everybody. We'll be right back after these messages on the Armed American Radio Network with a quote about the Second Amendment you don't want to miss.
Going into battle, you would want all the ammunition for your gun you could get. But presently, ammunition and reloading supplies are in shortage. Now think about this. If you have no food, all the guns and ammunition will be useless against the population-controlled breadlines. In the present battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your most important and only true ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it, now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Will you buy it without proper identification? Will it make your children sick? Quarantine? Will you feed yourself or go to the gathering center for immunization? All of these problems disappear if you have a good supply of storable food. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. Storable food puts you in control. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you are faced with the decision to pay your mortgage or your credit cards or buy groceries, then this message is for you. The real solution to solving your problem with credit card debt is to reduce the amount you owe to creditors. The less you owe, the more money you will have for more important things in life. Strategic Resources wants to give you information about all your options for free. In a simple 5-minute phone call, you can find out which programs work best for your life now. 800-981-9371. 800-981-9371.
Is your life a whirr? Do you find yourself coming and going at a pace that would leave a coffee-drinking Jack Russell Terrier in the dust? Would you like to just slow down and get out of the rat race? Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby with the 3-Step Plan Home Business System. Slow down and have a less stressful, happier life by building a home business. Go to 3stepplan.com or call 800-895-6545. 800-895-6545.
Are you a firearms owner? If you live in an urban area that is susceptible to natural or man-made disasters, then you need to visit 9survive.com. Learn vital survival skills, such as how to avoid making your prepared family a target for looters, and how to fix the top 10 mistakes people make with 72-hour kits. Learn these skills and more. Sign up for a free 9-day mini course at 9survive.com. That's the number 9, survive, then .com.
Yeah. Do you know that some folks know about
I am just full of quotes tonight. Full of quotes. First, 877-956-9566. If you'd like to talk to the Mad Ogre George Hill, myself, or Masad Ayoub, or any combination thereof, 877-956-9566. Email mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org. Twitter, producers picking up the Twitters at twitter.com/AARmark. We thank Sean for doing that. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Keyword infringed, meaning, according to Merriam-Webster, quote, to encroach upon in a way that violates law or the rights of another. The law, of course, being the Constitution, and the rights being the Second Amendment of the Bill of Rights. How in the world can that be made any more clear than that? And I know what both of my guests think about that. Masad, quickly, I've got a couple emails here. And before we go over to Fort Hood, I really want to get your opinions on some of this as we get more and more information week after week. But here's a letter from, this comes in from Alan Goldstein, who I happen to know is up in the Scranton, Pennsylvania area. Mark, enjoy listening to the show. A suggestion, let's see here, when to walk away. There is so much to talk about when a situation arises, when to walk away and when to stay and fight. For example, if we saw one man chasing another, is it the good man chasing the bad or vice versa? On the other hand, suppose we see a woman being attacked on the street. How do we handle this situation? We certainly can't wait for the police, although we should call them. Many, quote, experts say that unless we or our loved ones feel threatened, we should not get involved. Don't we have a responsibility to others? There are so many situations like this. Thanks. What do you think?
Well, not necessarily a legal responsibility, but certainly an ethical responsibility. If you can clearly see who the aggressor is, who the victim is, and you realize someone's life and limb are in danger, I have no problem with taking cover, putting the hand on the gun, loudly announcing, sir, step away from the woman, stop what you're doing. And hopefully the other hand is speed dialing 911.
Yeah, you know, I you question that sometimes. And Mass, I think with you on this broadcast before, we've talked about some issues where I personally, for example, have been at a gas station and seen an altercation. And I'm armed. I leave.
Well, often you don't know who is who, and very often it's dirtbag versus dirtbag.
Pretty much, yeah. I mean,
you
don't
know
if you're looking at
the Iraq-Iran war. Who cares who wins? You know,
right, right. And what can you, you know, the last thing you want to do, Alan, is make a mistake and find yourself facing the judicial system because you got involved in something. Of course, there's a moral and ethical, and I guess that you're just going to have to look at that individual situation, Mass, as it happens, and make a snap judgment decision and hope that you're right.
Yeah, just be real careful to avoid stereotypes of race, of dress, of the automatic assumption that the big guy is the bully and the little guy is the innocent victim. The courts will demand that your actions be judged within what they call the totality of the circumstances, and that tells us we must make our judgments within the totality of the circumstances. If we're not sure, it's not time to be pulling guns.
You know, Florida defines that under the 790 statutes as standing in the shoes of another. If you can place yourself in their shoes.
But it's standing in the shoes of another person you know to be an innocent party.
Exactly. And that's the key right there, you know to be an innocent party. And knowing that, Alan, is the difficult part. And you need to be very careful. It's a great question. A very difficult one to answer, and more importantly, a difficult one to find yourself in, no question about it. My general rule of thumb is leave the area. That's my advice.
Well, okay. We had a situation here in Vernal, Utah, that happened last month or the month just prior, where a woman was driving down the road and saw a kid screaming and being pulled off into the brush by somebody that was obviously not related. She was a concealed carry weapon permit holder. She had her gun in the car with her. She stopped. She confronted the guy, told him to let go, and basically put an end to what was a kidnapping attempt. And as the saying goes, all it takes for evil men to win is for good men to do nothing. And this woman stood up. She saw something happening. She saw a felony in progress, and she stopped and stood up and most likely saved that kid's life.
You know, George, well, there's also, Masad, go ahead.
No, I just said well done.
There's another important moral to this story. George, Vernal, Utah is a very small enclave, my friend.
Mm, That's true.
No one thinks that this is going to happen to them where they live. But they have locks on their doors, they have alarms on their homes and everything else. That doesn't happen here. Yes, it does.
It does. As a matter of fact, there was a police officer shot just a couple of weeks ago. There's a Peeping Tom case. The police officer approached the subject, issued a verbal command, and the guy wheeled on him and opened fire immediately. Luckily, the cop was only slightly injured. The bullet was through and through the muscle tissue in his leg, and he's okay, and I believe he's back on duty already. But just that little instance out here in quiet little Vernal, Utah, yeah, it can happen anywhere.
Yeah. Massad.
Yes.
I've got this one that came in from John Knightum. This one came into the Armed American Radio website, and I could have a lot of fun with this, and I know George could too, but I want your professional opinion here. Mark, thanks for the efforts. Thanks for your efforts. I've recently started carrying on a regular basis. I carry both a Ruger P95 and a Colt 1911. I am still uncomfortable carrying cocked and locked with the 1911. How can I address this and be more comfortable with the 1911? Can you talk about this one on one of your shows? Thanks. And I figured, who better to ask?
Sure. If you're comfortable with a gun, competent with a gun, honest with yourself, with your ability, self-discipline, you got to remember that John Browning never designed the cocked and locked pistol for taking felons at gunpoint, which is the great majority of what we do with police service weapons and what we do with armed citizen defense weapons. He designed the 1911 for very quickly shooting other enemy soldiers, and for that it works remarkably well. I'm very partial to the 1911. I've also been using one since I was 12 years old. I understand what the listener is talking about. What he might want to do until he's more comfortable with the weapon system is invest in a holster with a thumb brake safety strap. That, for a lot of people, just the sense of some physical thing interspersed between the firing pin and the hammer makes them a little more confident with the cocked gun. If they're not comfortable with it, just go back to the P95 or some other double-action pistol that they are more comfortable with.
It requires an awful lot of practice, Massad, to get comfortable with the 1911.
Yeah, exactly. Massad hit the nail right on the head, as always. The 1911 is a gun for not just the enthusiast, but also I believe it's a weapon for the expert. It's not a novice piece. It's not a training pistol. It's a serious use gun, and you see the cocked and locked, and if you carry open like I do sometimes, you know, people will point out, hey, your hammer's cocked. Yes, sir, thank you. It's supposed to be. That's the way it's designed to be carried. But the weapon is, it's intimidating to see that, and it's intimidating for a novice shooter to carry. So maybe it's not the best option. And there's like the Para Ordnance LDA system.
Great weapon.
Allows you to do the 1911, but with a more comfortable trigger system for a more novice shooter.
Yeah, that Para is a great gun. Carr's got a couple of them out there. The Para Carry 9 is a good one. We will be right back on the Armed American Radio Network with some great advice from George Hill and the master himself, Massad Ayoub, right after these messages. Don't go anywhere.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
The credit card companies have received government bailouts, and you're still struggling to make ends meet. If you are behind on your credit card payments, call for powerful, free information and consultation from Financial Freedom of America. The facts are, Financial Freedom of America can show you how to cut your credit card debt in half, and the credit card companies are willing to negotiate for less than what you owe. So now is the time to act. If you need a partner to work on your behalf, call now to get maximum savings off your debts. Financial Freedom of America settled over $27 million in credit card debt last year alone. They can do the same for you. It all starts with a free 10-minute personal and confidential consultation. There is no cost or obligation to find out about this life-changing program. Individual results may vary, not available in all states. So call 800-804-0191. 800-804-0191. If you need a personal bailout, call 800-804-0191. 800-804-0191.
Hi, my name is Shirley Van Heest. I'm from Michigan, and I've been using Andy Willoughby's three-step plan for about 9 months. When I was introduced to the three-step plan, I saw the value of it, and I saw the potential in it. It offers an opportunity to provide some security that you can be in charge of. So many things are out of our control in today's economy, and if we can set ourselves up in business, and we can secure our own future, then I guess we don't have to worry too much. We will get through whatever difficulties may lie ahead. I have never seen anything that has worked so wonderfully. I have seen the potential in it, and now it's becoming realization. And I have really seen great results. I'm feeling very positive about the future and very positive about the growth of my own particular business.
Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby. For more information, go to 3stepplan.com or call 888-366-5258. 888-366-5258.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll-free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
Great movie that is. Aberdeen, Washington, Little Rock, Arkansas, Valdosta, Georgia. You are in the house with me, Massad, and George Hill tonight. Welcome to the Armed American Radio Network. It's great to be with you. Florida. This is one that's just so near and dear to my heart, having spent the last 20 years of my adult life in Florida. Man, we are flirting together. Something fierce right now, and I promise you we're going to have a date real soon, Florida. And we've got a couple areas right now. I just can't say anything. We've also got a number of other stations that we're working with right now. We're getting emails from across the country. Where can you get me? Where can I get you in Norfolk, Virginia? Where can I get you in Detroit? When are you going to be in Phoenix? When are you going to be in Salt Lake City? When are you going to be in North Dakota? Thank you so much. It's very humbling. We are working on getting to you. 877-956-9566. 877-956-9566. Mark at armedamericanradio.org and twitter.com/AARMark. You are back on Armed American Radio, and I'm joined by Massad Ayoub, and I'm also joined by George Hill, the Mad Ogre. Massad, when we left off, I want to throw my two cents worth in here on that comment, that question from John Nydam. I think he would be better off continuing to carry that Ruger P95 for a while, don't you?
It's an excellent pistol. The double-action Ruger is a mature design. It's extraordinarily reliable. It's light with the polymer frame technology. And it'll do everything you need done with modern 9mm ammunition.
I think so. George, you want to chime in with all of your wisdom and gun reviews?
Well, it's a good pistol, and it's definitely a solid option, a solid choice. 9mm with the proper ammo is more than effective for just about any defensive situation. You hear a lot of people badmouth the 9mm as being for women and sissies, but the fact of the matter is hollow points are used by law enforcement all across the country. 115 grain jacketed hollow point is one of the most popular rounds for that. Also, the 147 grain has become very popular, but these hollow points, the performance of modern ammunition is just heads and shoulders above what it used to be just, you know, 20 years ago. So a 9mm is perfect, and if you can hit with a 9, that's better than missing with a gun that you're not comfortable with.
Isn't that the truth? And, you know, I don't know if you've seen the new Guns and Ammo that's out this month, but there's a really nice article on the Taurus now out with a new 380. Really nice looking pistol, I got to tell you. I haven't had a chance to play with that thing yet, but there's been a lot of advancements in that 380 ammo. And Mossad, as we've talked about before on this show, you know, that 380's flying off the shelves right now. Try to find ammunition for it. You know, that's, you know, is it a formidable round? Hey, what does Clint Smith say? Anything's better than the one you left at home? Right?
Well, I'm the guy who said friends don't let friends carry most guns.
There you go.
And for me, I kind of draw the line between 380 and 9mm. But that said, I would much rather someone I loved who was attacked have an LCP or a similar little 380 than a sharp stick, a can of mace, and the consumer's guide to verbal de-escalation.
Amen to that. Well said. You know, I'm partial to the 9mm Winchester Ranger Talons, the RA9TAs I carry in mine. In fact, I'm actually carrying a Smith & Wesson M&P right now, 9mm, full-size, with the Ranger RA9TAs, the Plus P Plus. Great rounds, and they're not readily accessible anymore, but you can pick them up. There's a couple sites out there. Mass, we got another question for you.
Sure.
And that one is, let me find it here. Where did she go? I was so busy looking for you. I'm got your IUB files here in this week's or this month's January, February 2010 American Handgunner. I want to get your comments on the IUB files that you wrote when we kind of, because it kind of fits with Fort Hood, you know, in the active shooter situations. But this one came in from David Foland, U.S. Army vet, USCCA member in West Virginia. What do you and Mr. Ayoub think of the Crimson Trace laser grips? I love them. I have them on two guns. Mass, what are your thoughts?
I have them on several. They're particularly useful for people who have vision situations where they can see well enough to identify the target but can't focus on the gun sights. And as an instructor, I found them enormously helpful. They shortcut so many lessons in teaching the student to get away from trigger jerk and handle a smooth control trigger press and understand the concept of working within your wobble zone.
Well, you can really see the difference with those little snubbies, too, with that laser, can't you? Because you get a lot of trigger jerk with those guns.
The backup I usually carry usually has a Crimson Trace laser grip on it.
You better believe it. They're great little guns. You know, the M&P 340, I have one of those. It's just wonderful. George, thoughts on the Crimson Trace?
It's a fantastic tool. Anything that helps you get on target is an advantage. Anything that makes it a little bit more intimidating so that maybe somebody will obey the verbal command of stop, don't. Anything that helps you prevent you from having to drop the hammer, I think is a bonus, because when you pull that trigger, you might have stopped the threat, but you just started a whole mess of new problems that you didn't foresee. So it's a great tool. Some people will argue whether or not that added intimidation factor is worth it, but I really think it is. I don't know what Moss thinks about that, but anything that prevents you from having to shoot.
It's sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't.
That's true.
But if it helps, and it could help, why the heck not? We're not actors in Hollywood. We don't get to work with a script, and we don't get a take two. The more exigent circumstances that we provided for beforehand, the better we'll be able to handle the unpredictable when it occurs.
Yeah, you know, if I saw a red dot on my chest or the laser beam pointing at me, yeah, it's going to make somebody think twice, I think. But then again, these situations are very dynamic and they unfold differently and very, very quickly.
I've also run across a couple of situations where that triggered a homicidal response. But certainly there have been more intimidations than homicidal responses. To me, I see it much more as a tool for indexing the shot than something to scare the bad guy with. Mm-hmm. And for that, I think it's hugely useful. Mm-hmm. And anybody who doubts it, go to a night shoot with falling plates and just enough moonlight that you can see the plates. Try it with your night sights, without your night sights, and with your laser, and you'll be a believer.
We did that at one of our local IDPA matches I competed in at the night shoot. And one of the fellows had he had a Crimson Trace on his gun. And I tell you what, he was the only guy to clean that stage. It was an impressive feat. He was a good shot, but the fact that he had that laser allowed him to be heads and shoulders above the other shooters who are also excellent shooters but did not have that laser. So he did very well because of that added tool.
Advantages are good.
Yeah, I think David's got three thumbs up on the Crimson Trace all the way around.
Yeah, absolutely.
Great tool to have on the gun. Mass, this one will be near and dear to your heart. Knoxville News was reporting that burglars fear residents more than they fear the police. And see, you chuckle, but let me give you the stats that this guy came up with, and it's really interesting. These were questions asked by convicted burglars by an FBI behaviorist. Would you B&E, break and enter, a home if you thought it occupied? The answer, no, 88%. Two, would you B&E, break and enter a home if you knew the owner was home and maybe had a gun? No, 95%. Would you B&E, break and enter a home if you knew the owner was home and did, in fact, have a gun? No, 100%. So, I'm not going to put the no gun zone sign or the gun zone, gun-free zone sign up in my front yard anytime soon.
Well, if you do, the sheriff's department may let you go by, Mark, but fishing game might get you for hunting over bait.
Yeah, I got to tell you, I you see some of the craziest things. You guys have probably seen the internet email that's going around with the my neighbor believes in gun control and the sign on the front porch. Masad, I we've been saying this before, but there's so much that I want to try to cram in with you in the hour. I would like to go after the break to Fort Hood, so if you could kind of think about that for a second. And then I'd like to kind of segue that. I love that word. Transition that over to the IUB files in this month's January edition, 2010 edition of American Handgunner, where pistol versus rifle armed mass murder at 70 yards, the Andy Brown incident. It's a great read. So stick around, and we will be right back on the Armed American Radio Network with Masad Ayoub and George Hill, the Mad Ogre, out there in Vernal, Utah. We will be right back. Don't change the dial.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you are faced with the decision to pay your mortgage or your credit cards or buy groceries, then this message is for you. The real solution to solving your problem with credit card debt is to reduce the amount you owe to creditors. The less you owe, the more money you will have for more important things in life. Strategic Resources wants to give you information about all your options for free. In a simple 5-minute phone call, you can find out which programs work best for your life now. 800-981-9371. 800-981-9371.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll-free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
The credit card companies have received government bailouts, and you're still struggling to make ends meet. If you are behind on your credit card payments, call for powerful, free information and consultation from Financial Freedom of America. The facts are, Financial Freedom of America can show you how to cut your credit card debt in half, and the credit card companies are willing to negotiate for less than what you owe. So now is the time to act. If you need a partner to work on your behalf, call now to get maximum savings off your debts. Financial Freedom of America settled over $27 million in credit card debt last year alone. They can do the same for you. It all starts with a free 10-minute personal and confidential consultation. There is no cost or obligation to find out about this life-changing program. Individual results may vary, not available in all states. So call 800-804-0191. 800-804-0191. If you need a personal bailout, call 800-804-0191. 800-804-0191.
Welcome back to Armed American Radio. Lots going on. First of all, I would like to welcome our listeners from Buckeye Firearms Forum. I should have mentioned that at the top of the hour and didn't. But welcome to all of you who have transitioned over to Armed American Radio now that my very good friend, Mass, you know him too, Jim Irvine, good friend of mine.
Sure.
They're no longer doing the Buckeye Firearms Forum up in Cleveland on WHK 1420. And most of those listeners, I believe, are transitioning to Armed American Radio and are listening tonight. And you will be able to pick us up for three solid hours tonight. So that's great news for the first time. So welcome aboard to the Buckeye listeners. It's great to have you with us. 877-956-9566, mark@armedamericanradio.org, twitter.com/AARmark. We have got emails coming in, but I want to put those on hold for just a second because, Mass, I want to ask you about Fort Hood. This has shaped up now to be a very well-planned terrorist attack against our military personnel on our home soil.
And a very efficiently executed one.
Very efficiently executed.
We've seen the predictors in the past. You mentioned the Andy Brown incident. It was 15 years ago, Mark. We saw the same thing happen. The only difference was the nutcase was a disaffected loser with an AK-47 clone instead of a religious fanatic with an FN-57. That man murdered a number of people. One courageous Air Force security police officer, Andy Brown, engaged him at a distance of 70 measured paces, caught without cover, the guy shooting at him with a high-powered rifle. And this kid takes a knee, aims his Beretta pistol, fires four shots, and drops this guy with a bullet between the eyes.
Unbelievable.
At a measured distance of 210 feet. And we saw early this month in that they had a very fast response time, as quick as 3 minutes. The first two officers who arrived ad hoc, it was not a SWAT team, Sergeant Munley and Sergeant Todd, engaged the suspect, and in a matter of minutes, he was down, paralyzed, and they had stopped the killing. The bottom line of this is, you're going to have X number of people who are going to be able to infiltrate a military base with some sort of military connection, as the killer had at Fairchild Air Force Base, as this killer had at Fort Hood. It's going to happen. We know that that a certain group of religious fanatics has sworn to murder American soldiers. It happened at a recruiting station in Arkansas this past June. Thank God it was a smaller death toll, so it didn't get the, it wasn't on the cover of Time or Newsweek. But, the past is prologue. We need to have armed people there. If we trust these young men and women to carry M4 rifles and, squad automatic weapons, I think X number of them should be permitted, in the interests of the general safety of all on base, to carry them here at home.
Mass, I have to ask you this.
And if we don't put something in place, it's going to happen again.
It is. It's going to happen again. It's inevitable. But I have to ask you this. Don't you think those 13 individuals would have absolutely wanted the right to defend themselves?
Oh, there's no question. It's
goes without saying.
Any of those people can tell you. Susanna Hupp can tell you. The lady you quoted early, Nikki Gosar, can tell you. When someone has a lethal remote control weapon and they are bent on mass murder, there is nothing that is going to interdict them except an equivalent level of countervailing force. It's history. Look all the way back to 1966, Texas Tower incident with Charles Whitman. The guy opens fire atop a more than 300-foot tower from the pinnacle into the streets with a telescopic-sighted high-powered rifle. What stopped the killing, if you actually look at the history and talk to the people who were involved, was not return gunfire by the Austin police. All they had was .38 caliber revolvers and shotguns loaded with buckshot. There was no SWAT team in the year 1966. What pinned that SOB down was return fire from the ground by armed citizens shooting back with deer rifles out of the back of Texas pickup trucks. One guy, a competitive rifle shooter, shooting back from the ground with a National Match M14 that he used in competition. That pinned him down, stopped the killing, allowed another armed citizen, Alan Crum, someone had handed him a 30 carbine, because he knew the building, he led the officers up into the tower. It was he who took them onto the roof in the final confrontation. Armed citizen Alan Crum was credited with saving the lives of the two officers he was with, Houston McCoy and Ray Martinez, because he saw the gunman waiting with a sawed-off shotgun to blast the two of them as they came around the opposite corner. He opened fire on Whitman. That was what distracted Whitman, and moments later, Martinez and Houston McCoy killed him. And Martinez himself has publicly said it was the armed citizens who were the heroes who stopped it.
Isn't that something, Mossad?
Santayana was right, Mark. If we do not learn from history, we are doomed to repeat it. A fellow that you really ought to have on the show, Ron Borish, is probably the leading authority on this in terms of studying the actual resolution of these things. Ron Borish teaches at SEAL Academy. SEAL is an acronym for Southeast Area Law Enforcement Academy in Bedford, Ohio. He's determined that the great majority of these things that have been ended by interdiction, more have been ended by private citizens than have been ended by police, simply because it takes so long for the police to get there. 25% of the mass murders he studied were stopped by armed citizens who drew guns and engaged. Joel Myrick, the vice principal who drew a Colt 45 auto from his car, took at gunpoint the young mass murderer at the Pearl High School and ended the killing as that little SOB was about to drive off to the junior high school with about 30 more rounds of ammunition. Just a little over a year ago, Gene Assam in Colorado, the private citizen who was volunteer security at the church when the mass murderer entered, opened fire, and she cut him down with a Beretta 9mm. He found about 65% of the incidents were stopped by citizens, often unarmed citizens, who had no recourse but the raw courage and simply jumped the gunman and grappled with him for the weapon. 35% stopped by police.
You know, that doesn't surprise me. That doesn't surprise me. And when you look at the estimates, even the federal government's Department of Justice estimates, I think are at about 1 million defensive uses of firearms in the United States by armed civilians, lawfully armed civilians. The Mossad, there's the Freedom States Alliance is just an insidious group out there. And what they're doing right now is they're actually calling for Obama, quote unquote, with the strike. He said he can use his mighty pen to ban the FN, okay, that Major Hassan used in the well-coordinated and planned terrorist attack on our troops on our own soil, number one. And they deny the numbers. They deny the truth. The Violence Policy Center now has a ticker clock up. Have you seen this?
No.
With concealed carry permit holders that commit crimes. It has not moved since they've put it up. And the numbers are at 75 murders committed, 7 police officers, and I think 85 suicides. Out of 7.5 million people, it's like 1/10,000th of a percent. It doesn't even matter. But it hasn't moved, and they'll keep it up there, and it won't move. And eventually a concealed carry permit holder will commit a crime because there are wackos everywhere. We do the best we can to weed them out. And we've proven time after time after time that lawfully armed citizens are the safest and most law-abiding of the bunch. In your career in law enforcement, isn't that the case?
Absolutely. In the state where I served for 36 years as a sworn officer, I did it part-time but actively sworn. I can recall having studied the history, New Hampshire had shell-issue concealed carry since somewhere around the year 1923. I know of 2 murderers who had concealed carry permits, one of whom was a serving police officer himself and simply had the carry permit as kind of a belt and suspenders thing and lost it one night and murdered his wife. In essence, we're talking about a population that has been vetted and checked out by the same law enforcement establishment that vets and checks out police officers. And to see some of these people, you know, engage in their empty symbolism of, gee, let's ban the 5.7 pistol and completely ignore the fact that a very large worldwide group of fanatics who think they'll get 72 virgins and martyrdom if they murder American soldiers are stalking our young men and women in uniform and don't want to do a damn thing about it that has any meaning. Honestly, Mark, it makes me want to vomit.
I read that stuff last week, Mossad, from those guys, and I'm telling you, and in fact, I quote myself on the air, it's tough to keep my dinner down. I don't get it, but here's the thing. This has nothing to do with your rights. It has nothing to do with crime control. It has to do with freedom. It has to do with they hate you for your freedoms, and they want to control you. That's what's happening. Mossad, thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, now you know why we like to have Mossad on the program as often as possible. George Hill, you're still with us, right, George?
Absolutely. You sit back and listen to Moss, and that's all you can do.
Beautiful. Everybody stick around for the second hour of Armed American Radio. We will be right back after the next set of messages. Mossad, thank you again. You're welcome back anytime. George Hill will be right back with me, and we've got another one coming up with David Burnett from Students for Concealed Carry on Campus. We'll be right back.
Thank you both.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org. Here I come again now.